proud at this time to be joined by Jessica Platt. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Can you tell us a little bit about you know, your personal journey, but also the journey towards making this decision as an athlete and you know, how you went about doing it?
Well, a little bit about, I guess, my personal story. I played hockey all growing up, started on a ice rink out in the backyard, like a lot of Canadian kids did when I was like three years old or so. Played hockey all my life growing up. There came a point where I didn't feel comfortable playing anymore. So I decided to hang up the skates and kind of figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I came to realize what I had to do and to make the transition. And since then, I started playing hockey again, and it's been amazing. What was the second part? Sorry.
Well, the process of deciding, of using sports, you know, the process of using sports as a way of sort of, I guess, allowing yourself to make this decision, you know, because it seems to me that one of the things that, you know, just looking at social media, the amount of support you've got from both the Canadian Women's Hockey League, from Harrison Barnes, from other athletes, in a way, it seems as if I wouldn't say it's made it easier, but it seems as if that sort of, I guess there's almost a camaraderie that comes from being with the team that gives you almost that built-in support when you do make a decision like this. Like people, there are people who have your back because they got your back in the ice and they got your back otherwise.
Right. It's definitely amazing that I've gotten so much support. Like the women's hockey community, they're incredibly special because they're so open and they truly believe that if you can play, that you have the right to play. Originally, I never expected to tell my story. I just wanted to play the game I loved at the highest level I possibly could. Once I made the Toronto Furies roster, I realized that there was potentially something more I could do to bring visibility to trans athletes and trans people in general. I feel that I've been given an opportunity as a professional athlete to be a positive role model for people and show that you can live the life that you're meant to and follow your dreams. I think it's really important to give people a solid example about how this can happen and that it's possible to live the life you dreamed of. It takes a lot of work in my case, but it can definitely be done.
Mm. Jessica, were there people who were in your corner early? And were there people who, you know, maybe counseled you, hey, you know, think about this a little bit. You know, I'm sure you did think about it. But did you run into people who said, Jessica, don't do this right now or don't do this?
I've had a lot of people in my family, a lot of people in my corner. My family and friends specifically are most of the people I've talked to before about this, besides speaking with Chris Mosier and Harrison Brown. No one's told me not to do this. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've talked to they wanted me to be sure this is what I wanted to do, and they wanted me to be prepared for potential negativity and to make sure that I was ready and prepared for everything.
Have you have you run into much negativity?
It's kind of been the past couple of days has kind of been a whirlwind for me. Mm-hmm. I've mostly run across a lot of positivity. There has been a couple negative comments, but I can't pay too much attention to that. I'm trying to create positivity in the world, and there's always going to be people saying something negative.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to, you know, as you were going through the medical transition involved in this, how did you go about sort of maintaining your physical conditioning, you know, and what I mean by that is how were you able to sort of, you know, if you're going to be an athlete, you've kind of got to stay in a competitive mode. You've got to make sure you're keeping yourself in shape. Like, did you have to be especially careful about just how you treated your body as you were preparing for this?
As I was going through the necessary medical changes, I didn't actually I wasn't involved in any sport.
Okay.
So I played recreational ultimate frisbee. So my one focus was doing what I needed to do to make myself happy first and foremost. The athletics came afterwards. Once I started becoming happy and healthy with myself, I decided that I thought I should get in shape. I kind of found my motivation again, and I started running, biking, going to the gym. I started competing in a couple duathlons, and let me tell you, those really get you in shape.
Yes. Did you talked about happiness? You know, feeling happy about where your body was, but at what point did you realize, Jessica, that mentally you were, you know, you were ready to go back into hockey, and you just felt good about yourself, and that as an extension of feeling good about yourself, I want to get back to the sport I love, and maybe be able to use this sport in the profile to, as you say, you know, bring some positivity into the world, and I mean, God knows we need it at this particular time more than ever.
I think I realized I was ready to get back into hockey when it was the year after I graduated from university in 2014. I got a part-time job helping teach kids how to learn how to skate and learn how to play hockey. And that kind of really struck a chord with me. I got to share my passion with the children, and I decided that I wanted to start playing hockey again. So I looked into what leagues were around, what I could play, and I tried to get back out on the ice, and it was a little difficult at first, but I found my stride pretty quickly and decided to go for it from there.
Jessica, listen, we really appreciate you joining us today. As I said, it's a pretty courageous step. It goes without saying, and we're really proud of you. And I only wish for your health and happiness, personally and professionally, man. Just go for it. Appreciate you doing this.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.